Welcome back to Atlantic Sports Center, joined by Atlantic Head Archery Coach Clint Rowland. The Trojans had their home meet here on Saturday. Actually, a shot on Friday as well. And Coach, talk about this one. The Valley came to town, Atlantic, and we'll start off with the middle school and tell us how things went here.
Well, yeah, it was really nice to get back in action after a couple weeks of nice snow flurries. You know, a lot of us coaches are out plowing and pushing snow and helping out. You know, so without school, kids didn't get to practice. Just, it was nice to get back into normal competition again, kind of knock the rust off. And so we knew coming in, we're probably not going to be right where we expect to be at this point. We're going to, you hope not to regress. You're just kind of hoping to maintain where you were. And then we'll push the next 3 weeks and make that run towards the state tournament. But it was very happily surprised. Most kids maintained what they were doing. We didn't have too much fall off. So started off Friday night. We had a few individuals shoot on Friday night because we had some girls wrestling Saturday for Valkyrie, and some other towns around had things like that going on too. So shot a couple flights on Friday night, then went into Saturday. You know, we knocked the rust off. And so as you could kind of see it, it might be the first round looked a little rough, but its second round got better. And, their training has really taken over. They put so much hard work in. It didn't take them long to get right back to doing what they were doing. And, our middle school came out and shot a 31-71. From what I was glancing across the state yesterday, everyone was kind of in the same boat. Everyone's kind of knocking the rust off. You know, we're in that top three, top five spot, glancing at scores there, somewhere in there, 2-5. So we're shooting right there at the best of the state middle school-wise as a team. Jacoby Wood, he's been on fire for us this year. He upped, I think that's his personal best for this year. So 281, took second place for us in the males. Wyatt Hoover, who's been at the top for us all year long, another 279. So he's staying right where he's at. Aiden Fredrickson improved. That's his best shot of the year at a 276. Zane Welsh shooting right where he has been, 268 in seventh place. Ryan Hackwell is coming back up a little for us for 266. So we had some growth happen with that break there and the boys. And on the girl side, Rylan Martin, 272, right where she normally shoots, if not a little higher. So she's right where she's going. Paisley, 259. You know, there might have been a little rust there for her, but that's not uncommon to have a shoot that goes down. But, everything was there. Gabrielle Engler broke into the top 10 for us. We've been waiting for her to do it. She's got the ability. She's going to be a great shooter. She's going to be part of the future of this program for quite a few years here. So it's nice to see that, maybe that break was good for her. So really proud of what the kids did. They competed hard yesterday. It came down to, there were a few other towns around, but it really came down to a duel between Atlantic and Valley just to see where we stood. So, Atlantic took first place at a 31-77, and Stillwell Junior High from Valley took a 31-25. So, we're competing at a high level there with middle school. So, really good to see because they're shooting way better than what I thought they would. My crystal ball was wrong at the end of the year or the beginning of the year. So, it's great to see these kids have really, really come around. So,
talk about the high school competition here, Coach.
Yeah, the high school really stepped up. Valley came in, and it didn't look like they really had too much rust by the time they shot their bullseye. They were in the same situation. I think they got one practice in 2 weeks. So I don't know what – they didn't really fall off the mark. They came out, shot hard with a 33-54. Their score kind of posted before ours, so we had a few kids going to be filling in at the end. So, I didn't know where we were at. I was really hoping just to get to that 3,300 mark. So, if we could do that, I know we're maintaining, and then we can start making that push because that 33-54 that Valley shot is well inside our grasp. We just got to get back on the ball. We ended up shooting a 33-20, so I was very happy with how the kids performed there. The break, of course, Grant Petty hasn't fallen off. Shot another 295, so he's in his zone right now. It happens. You get a year that everything just clicks. Talon Slater for Valley came out, shot a 289 right behind him. They were playing neck and neck. It was kind of fun to watch down through there. If you go down, if I remember right, it was Quentin Ballou was shooting with Grant on that target. He took seventh place at 282. It was a fun target to watch because Grant first round shot a 50, and I think Quentin shot a 49. second round. Grant shot a 50, and I think Quentin shot a 50. I mean, the center of the target was just getting destroyed. We were just watching it. Quentin lost some points there at the very last flight. Otherwise, it was neck and neck. So it looked really good. But, yeah, we had some really good showings in there. Connor Johnson, I think the break did him good. Connor had some struggles early in the year. He's always been a real top performer for us. It happens. You're going to have a little lump, you know, a little slump. You know, baseball players go through a slump. Everyone does. He kind of had it. He started to figure out what was going on right before the snow events and all that. I think that break was good. It let him hit the reset button, came back with a 284. So he's getting right back on track there. Hank Roberts shooting a 282 in eighth place for us. You know, that's what he's been doing. Kyler Eady shot a 280 in ninth place. That's right where he's at. He's been shooting 279s. He's been looking for that 280. He finally got it. So really happy for him there. So we had some really, really good shooting going on. Eleanor Brummer, the surprise of the year for us. She took first place in the girls at a 277. So she's still right on pace. Lily Johnson starting to come back. She's getting a couple practices in now. Wrestling season's starting to slow down for her, so we'll be able to get her back going. Jackie Friend has really improved a lot this year. She just keeps coming up at 272. Madeline Blake at a 270 in ninth place, and you know, Shauna Anderson at 267. So we shot a lot better than I anticipated with that break. So that means that training those kids have done and the work they've put in and all that, the muscle memory is there. It just took a couple arrows, you know, just to kind of knock some of that rust off and get going again. So I'm excited for the next 3 weeks. I'm excited to see how far we can grow. I think there's, you know, on the bullseye side, I really see there's 60 or 70 points sitting out there real easy for us to go snag. They're out there. We can get them. So we just got to pick that fruit off the tree. So,
Coach, let's go to 3D, and we'll go to the middle school. And again, you win this 15-76 over Stillwell out of Valley, 15-32, and East Union had a score of 14-27. Again, your middle school shooters continue to shine.
Yes. They, like I said, they're the surprise this year. We were a young team coming in. We only had a couple, what you would call veteran archers coming in for that scoring 12. 3D's kind of tough. It's just a different discipline. And so learning it at the middle school level on top of learning bullseye, you know, most of our sixth graders don't shoot 3D. They work bullseye for a full year. And then in seventh grade, I let them start shooting 3D because the discipline's different. It can mess you up. But so we were just hoping this year to just get some kids improved and get them the experience on it. And they've been shining in it. So now Wyatt Hoover, you know, has just turned it on this year, 272 in third place. Yeah, he was shooting against Bryson Shen, who won in middle school boys and bullseye too. Bryson from Orient is one of the best middle school shooters in the state. He's a really good kid. Dad's coach down there. The kid's really good, so he's going up against that. But, you know, he's 6 points away from one of the best middle school shooters there. So Wyatt's putting on. Jacoby's always given a solid effort this year there at a 266 in fifth place. Ryan Hackwell came in eighth at a 260, so that's a bump up for him. Zane Welsh, that's right about where he's at, maybe a few points down, so there's a little rust there. But, you know, that's a good score for Zane at 258, so we're looking really solid there. Paisley, 260. Yeah, there's a little rust there. We know Paisley can shoot a little higher than that, but, you know, that's not a bad one. She tied with Ryland at a 260, so we took first and second there. Paisley beat Ryland by tiebreaker, 9-10s versus 8-10s. So that was really good. Talia, she's been coming on this year a lot. She's up to that 252. So that was a great score. Talia Hoover, in fifth place. So yeah, that middle school team is really, really starting to shine. And you know what you don't see in this top 10 that we kind of talk about right here, it's just, there's so many kids to go through. You can't talk about them all, but underneath this top 10, there's so many kids that are just on the verge of being there. So, as a coach, I can look at it and I see, wow, there's a lot of strength here because we've done it all year long. When one of us stumble and it happens, we got another teammate there that just picks up the reins and says, hey, I got you this time.
So, we'll go back to Engler, who broke in. That's the first time he's been in the top 10, right?
First time in the top 10 this year. Yeah. And we knew it was going to happen. It just, you had to wait for her turn and it's there. So I'm hoping that starts a trend towards the end of the year that we're top 10 all the way through for the rest of it. And then we went to the high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really impressed.
That was close.
Yeah, we shot a 1676, which is actually our best shoot of the year by a point. 1675 was our best. We beat our best by a point. And Valley knocks off their top shot of the year at a 1680. So we lost by 4 points. And those points are out there to grab. I can look on that. I was looking across there. If we hit normals on a couple other areas, you know, we're in that 1690 to 1700 range. So we're there. There's 20 points on the board that we have the ability to go get real easy. So probably 30 that we could go get real easy. Not saying we're going to do it. It's hard. Everyone's got a firearm full cylinders, but you know, it's there. We know it. And of course, Grant actually started off in 3D and then went to bullseye. Kind of like a clock there, another 295. So he's on. Quentin, who shot with him, you know, over there in bullseye, was right there. He took third place out of Valley to 285. So there's a lot of good shooting there. Kyler Eady shot a 278 for us, and Hunter Quist, who's really been doing a lot. Hunter doesn't get to practice as much as everybody else. He swims, and he does a great job with that, support that all the way through. But he's kind of – this is the time of year he gets to start practicing a little bit more now. Swimming kind of doesn't – he doesn't have as many meets on Saturdays now, so he gets a little bit more practice time and things like that. So if he's starting there, I really see – Quist could really make a push towards state and come up 6 or 7 points. The great thing was Belle Berg. She's been fighting a shoulder injury this year. We've been coming back slow. It's all there. Belle's been a great shooter for us. She's a team captain. She shot a 281 and won the female side in the 3D. So it was really nice to see her. So I think that break actually helped her. Lily Wilrick has been on fire for us when she's been able to shoot. She shot a 277 in second place, so that helped us out. Madeline Blake took fifth place at a 271. Lily Johnson in seventh place at a 266. Eleanor Brummer in eighth place at a 266. So we had some solid shooting going on there. It was solid. Our 3D time was there. Most of our kids got to shoot. Most of our kids shot bullseye first and went over and shot 3D second. So we kind of used that bullseye range, I think, to knock that rust off and get back into comfort. And then we went into 3D and, okay, we knew what we were doing again. So really proud of what the kids did. It was a fun tournament. We always have a great time doing it. You know, so.
What's this bacon thing?
Oh, yeah. So a few of us, I even started
it's
on
It's gone
Facebook
viral,
today.
Coach.
It started to, yeah. A few of us around, we were just talking. I don't even know how the conversation came up. You know, the weird conversations happen in this tournament as different coaches are walking by. So we call it the Great Bacon Debate. So, you know, you sit around with the wife and you talk about how bacon should be cooked in the morning. So, you know, I'm a chewy kind of bacon guy. I want it cooked, but it needs to be chewy. You know, and my wife's kind of she can have some chew to it, but wants a little bit of crisp. And then, well, you know those people that want it, that it falls on the floor and it breaks into a million pieces kind of person. So we had the Great Bacon Debate, and it wasn't solved yesterday by any means. It's probably the water's a little more muddy now than it ever has been because, you know, but, you know, everybody's got an opinion about bacon. I found that out. So I came in and started talking to Tom about it this morning. He's had the debate at his house how bacon should be cooked. So, you know, it's the Great Bacon Debate. So, you know, if you see Tom, let him know how you feel about bacon.
Bacon, yeah. You like it crisp. So what are the different choices?
We call it chewy, crispy, or burnt to a crisp.
Okay. What's coming up?
Coming up, we have this weekend coming up, we have two shoots going on. We're going to shoot Bullseye and Orient in the morning from about 7 to 9. And then we're going to get on the bus and we're going to go to Murray. Mm. And we're going to shoot another Bullseye round at Murray and a 3D round at Murray. So we're going to get three shoots in this weekend. On the 3rd, right now we have Diagonal scheduled for a Bullseye, but Winter Games is going on in Nottoway Valley. So we're going to try to hit Nottoway Valley too and get at least a 3D shoot in there. And then the 10th, that's going to be the last weekend for state scores. That's the last weekend to get a qualifying score for individuals and or for teams. And that will be at Valley. That's the end of the year. All the year we'll shoot Bullseye and 3D there. That's our season. The weekend after that, the 17th, we have an extra week before state this year. Zach and everybody at the state, they put an extra week before the state tournament, actually kind of cut our season down by a week, gives them a little bit more time to prep. There was a lot of work for them to get done in a week. So We're thinking the 17th. We're looking out, seeing if everything works. We might have like a pre-state tournament here in Atlantic. Just bring your state teams. You're not going to bring any extra individuals, just who your state teams are. And we're just going to try to see if we can get a handful of teams to come in and just see what we look like going into state. So
we kind of like a scrimmage, or will you
kind of it'd still be good scores, as they'll count for your personal scores and all that. They just won't count for a state score.
The best of the best will be in town, man.
Yeah, we hope so. We're there's the Springfield Quad is going on the eastern side of the state, so the big boys over there are going to be playing on the eastern side of the state. We're trying to hope, if we can get it scheduled, to bring the big boys for the west side of the state over here. And it would almost be kind of, you could almost look at it like a sectionals or something like that, where you can, we're all still going, but we can kind of see maybe where we seat ourselves, you know, and kind of see what we should expect coming in. We don't know if that's going to go, but if we do, in the next couple Saturdays, I'll let you know.
Yes.
And then on the 25th, the weekend before, hopefully it looks like Atlantic's going to throw on a camp here, an archery camp. What we're going to do there is Robbie Weisinger, he's a 9-time national archery champion. He's going to come to town. He's giving off a camp. He's going to try to teach kids that are going into the state tournament or stuff like that, things to do to prep yourself for the anxiety for a big event, and you know what you should do, what you should not do, the things, you know, you have kids trying to change their form right before the big event. You know, they, I haven't been good, so I got to try this. Those are things you don't want to do. You've shot this way all year long. We're going to don't change things. Things will go drastically wrong. So he's going to do that. It sounds like Lee Hauser, our old archer coming from Buena Vista, is going to come down and help run the camp too. He might bring a couple more BV archers with him. So we're kind of trying to do that. It's $25 an archer for any of our kids. Kids in Des Moines are coming. We have kids from Orient, everything like that. They're all showing up. So it should be a good camp, and then that's something we're going to look forward to doing every year. At the start of the year, we're going to do an introductory camp every year. And Robbie doesn't want paid for his time to come down as a professional shooter. He just wants that money to go back into the NAS program somehow. So we're going to work with him on doing that. So
exciting stuff going on, Coach, no doubt about it. Nick, we're having the bacon debate, Coach. We want to hear what you how you like your bacon.
Oh, how I like my bacon. I like it soft, actually.
He's a chewy guy.
He's chewy.
He's chewy.
And usually I cook the bacon for the family because mom always
overcooks it.
The way I do it. Yeah,
I'll say it so you don't get in trouble with mom. She overcooks it. All right.
Basically, I like it a little chewier.
All right.
Very good.
All right, we got three votes for chewy here.
The rest of the family like it chewy then too?
I think dad does. Mom, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Nick, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's highly important information to know.
That's right. Our Sunday morning news guy just stopping in, and he's chewy like you and I. Well, Coach, thank you very much. A lot of great stuff going on here with your program, and we appreciate you, and best of luck here the next several weeks. It's going to be go time, huh?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. We appreciate it.
We'll be back with more right after this.